Lillian Ruth Likem, born November 15th, Anno Domini, 1936. Baptized into Christ, December 6th, in the year of our Lord, 1936. Confirmed in Christ, June 8th, in the year of our Lord, 1952. Died in Christ, January 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Lives now with Christ to eternity. To God alone be the glory. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Christ the King Lutheran Church, family and friends of Lillian, and especially to you, Dale, Lori, Terry, and Eleanor. It is appropriate today, while we give thanks for Lillian's life of faith, and as we mourn her death, that we take this time in this house of God where Lillian heard and received her Lord's words and his body and blood regularly to consider just how much Jesus loved Lillian and all that he has done for her. You know that the scriptures teach that the wages of sin is death, that the scriptures teach that we will all face death and then the judgment. The scriptures also teach us to watch and be prepared because we do not know the day or the hour. If you talked with Lillian at all before this surgery, you know that she was at peace. She was content with whatever the outcome was going to be. It was out of her control and she knew it. She trusted the Lord, and because of that, she was ready for this day. I have to tell you that she even gave her family one final gift so that they could better be prepared for this day. She chose the readings and the hymns that were important in her life and that clearly confessed her faith in Jesus. She wanted all of you who would be here this day to hear these things. There is, however, one of these hymns that she didn't choose for today. It's the one we just finished singing. And if I may be so bold, I can say, God chose this hymn for Lillian and for each of you. You see, on Saturday, after many hours of Bible reading and prayers and hymns with her family, it was during the last stanza of this last hymn that Lillian breathed her last on this earth. And it's at that moment that God sent his holy angels, as the scripture says, to carry her from this valley of the shadow of death to her eternal home. Listen to those words again. Jesus lives, and now is death but the gate of life immortal. This shall calm my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. Faith shall cry as fails each sense, Jesus is my confidence. How perfectly fitting are these words for one who has lived in this sin-filled world and now died in the Christian faith. Jesus, the one who gave his life to pay for our sins, to pay for Lillian's sins, has overcome death and the grave. He is our only hope, our only confidence as we confront this gloomy reality, and as the hymn says, this gloomy portal. As Lillian's body fought to live but was nearing the end of that fight, as her senses failed, the faith that God created and sustained in her during this earthly life did not fail. God did not fail at all. Jesus did not let her slip away into unbelief and into eternal death. He was then and is now her only confidence, just as we sing. To some, it may look like Lillian has lost this battle. Here sits a casket, here a body. Death may look like defeat to the unbelieving world. But to the Christian, it is exactly the opposite. This is victory. It is the gate to life immortal for all who believe and trust in Jesus. The work that God began in Lillian, in her baptism, into his death and into his life, he has now brought to completion. She is now fully drowned and dead to sin, but fully alive to God in Christ Jesus for the rest of eternity. Let this promise and the certain word of God calm your trembling breath, just as it calmed Lillian's on that day. I have to tell you that not only was the timing of this hymn seemingly perfect on that Saturday evening, but see how wonderfully it fits with the gospel reading that Lillian treasured and read often and picked for you to hear on this day. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died." We can certainly resonate with her complaint. We have spoken it too. "Lord, if you'd have just postponed the surgery, Lillian wouldn't have died. Lord, if she'd had more information, she wouldn't have gone through with it, and she wouldn't have died." But Martha was wrong. And we'd be wrong to think this way also. The psalmist writes, in words again that Lillian heard during this last week, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be as night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as day, for darkness is as light with you. For I formed your inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb, and I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them." These words apply to Lillian just as much as they did to the psalmist, and just as they do to each of you. The very one who formed Lillian in the womb, who numbered the hairs of her head, who knows when even a sparrow falls to the ground, he also wrote the number of Lillian's days into his book. He is not overcome by darkness. Death cannot hold him. He is light and life. And he chose this day. As much as we don't like this, as much as we certainly weren't ready for this, as much as each of us hate death, God's timing and his plan are perfect, just as he has promised. It certainly didn't seem that way to Martha, though, did it? And it doesn't seem that way to us either, not right now. But we confess with the psalmist, since we cannot fully understand, "Wonderful are your works, O Lord. My soul knows it well." And then let us truly believe as we confess that the Lord is in control and that he is the one who will keep our coming in and our going out from this time forth and even forevermore. If this was the final chapter in Lillian's life, then we would either have a big party or we would have to weep and mourn like the rest of the world, because that would be the end. But this is not the last chapter. This is not the end. And with St. Paul, we remember that while we grieve, we do not grieve as those who have no hope. We just sang it. Jesus is our hope. He is our confidence in life, but even more in death. And then note in our text that Jesus doesn't fail to answer Martha, who was hurting and filled with grief and fear and anger and pain. He weeps with her. He weeps for Lazarus, too. He doesn't chastise Martha for doubting or for questioning God's timing. He says to her, "Your brother will rise again." He says to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." You will hear these words two more times in this funeral service, because they are words of comfort and peace They are part of the Christian confession at the death and burial of a Christian. The resurrection of the dead, the defeat of death, eternal life in paradise. These are the hope that we have in Jesus Christ and in Him alone. All who are baptized into His death will also share in His resurrection and life. As her confirmation verse, which is printed on the front cover of your bulletin, says, Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And since Jesus, the vine, lives, then how can the branches not also live? Lillian did receive the wages of her sin, like each of us will. She has passed through physical death. But she has now also received Jesus' free gift, which is eternal life. Though Lillian has died, we confess clearly that yet does she live. You probably know that Lillian really wanted to see the new church building completed and to be able to receive in that place her Lord's gifts. It is very sad that she doesn't get to see that day. But considering all of God's promises throughout Scripture about looking forward to a better place, I am certain that her view right now is far better. Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ for the life of faith that He gave to Lillian, that He sustained in her for all of her days that He had marked out. Wife, mother, sister, grandmother, friend, faithful Sunday school teacher, hearer of God's holy word, and best of all, baptized, forgiven, and redeemed child of God. Amen. The peace of God, which alone passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.